broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 27th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We don't believe in revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Absolutely our goal. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution to recover the greatest country on the face of the earth. A good, honest, moral people jealously guarding their liberties using the checks and balances in place per the supreme law of the land, the answer to the problems we face. It made America great once, and it can do it again. Are you aboard for the solutions? A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, then we launch right into the news the networks refuse to use today. We talked about Donald Trump still planning to run for president. He's been bantering back and forth about doing it since 1999. They say this time for real. All right. I don't know what idea he has for being president. It seems like he just wants to get promotions for who he is and his wealth portfolio he wants to grow. I'd like to debate him on solutions. How well does he know the Constitution, huh? Just wondering. All right, catastrophic flooding hits Texas and Oklahoma. Many dead, many injured. Houses ruined. Just disaster. But they all want to blame it on climate change. The fact that you exist causes it all. The fact that your footprint's too massive causes it all. Has nothing to do with God, they claim. Listener Charles emails in and says, hey man, Monsanto knew 35 years ago that its Roundup toxic chemical and soaked food in that chemical literally causes cancer. Where's the unconstitutional FDA when you need them, huh? Food trucks are all the rage. We also talked about a food cart illegally ripping off customers right outside of City Hall. My question is, what about City Hall ripping off customers right out in front of food trucks? Just wondering. All right, that was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, RIP, rest in peace, baby. Over 100 newspapers absolutely melt down and go away. Ads down 50%. Circulation melting down. Newspapers are yesteryear. Why didn't they just go digital, huh? Just wondering. Are women losing their ability to give birth naturally? Yeah, too many C-sections and too many drugs are all involved, and women are losing their ability. Fewer women are actually able to even produce the hormone oxytocin. They say this prevents women from being able to give birth naturally and interferes with their ability to breastfeed. Not to mention, as far as I can understand, oxytocin, one of the great chemicals to bring husband and wife together. No wonder women are going wild and acting crazy and all these things are happening, huh? We got chemicals everywhere and environmental factors that are tampering with their hormones, huh? All right, turns out he seduced a string of beauties, but lost his one true love. He also lost his fortune. Yeah, that's what's going on. People are doing that, I guess, all over the place these days. But don't worry, we're putting women into battle, front lines of battles. Despite gains, they say, women in war battle to fit in. That's what the mainstream press says. I add to the headline, not. In their own words, they tell about rape. And I mean, they're telling women, you know what, put your pants on backwards and put your belt on backwards so you don't get raped. Women in the military, I guess, have to be escorted to the bathroom in the middle of the night so their own platoon doesn't rape them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost our marbles when we don't protect women. We put them on the front lines. We will reap the whirlwind, ladies and gentlemen. Pope Francis has not watched TV since 1990. Well, good for the Pope. Army wife surprises husband. I guess she lost 96 pounds. He got back from Iraq and found a skinny wife. There you go. I mean, I'm for losing weight and being healthy, but I guess I don't want to get across that every wife has to be a model. Especially not the fake models of today, huh? I guess there's a cool photo of a Marine and his bride. It went viral. Yes, indeed, they were in, well, the act of prayer. It's almost like a Tim Tebow moment for husband and wife. They're now married, and they want God to be part of their marriage. Just imagine that. He'll probably get kicked out of the Marines, huh? Wyoming College, it's a Catholic college, rejects federal aid programs. That's a blessing and a half. They say they're afraid that they'll be forced to promote same-sex couples and promote transgender individuals and everything else, and they don't want it, so they're going to private fund. They're not going to get government funding. Man, wise people, huh? That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. A whole lot more discussion went into it than the headlines may show, but I'm telling you, we talk about the real issues of the day that most folks don't dare touch with a 10-foot pole, huh? All right, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. And James N. Clymer, Esquire. That's what they call him, Esquire. Welcome, sir.
Some people call me that. Some people call me worse things. But thank you. I'm glad to be on your show again, Sam.
ConstitutionParty.com, ladies and gentlemen. Man, do you want to make any comments about any of the news thus far? That was the headlines from yesterday.
Well, very interesting. You know, it was really good to hear your litany of news, and I especially liked the one about the Marine and his bride-to-be. At that time, at the time that picture was taken, they were, it was right before the wedding ceremony, and the photographer for the wedding took a picture of them. They, you know, they didn't, following the tradition, they didn't want to see each other before the actual wedding ceremony, so they were standing around the corner. She was on one side of the corner, and he was on the other side of the corner, and they were holding hands, and he prayed, offered a prayer for their marriage, and committed themselves to God in that process. But very interesting, very touching, and it's nice. It's really a blessing to be able to see people. A light in a dark room, I guess you might say. With all,
amen to that.
In the military and so on, and to see somebody who's in the Marines who has a commitment to God like that and willing to demonstrate that in a public way.
You think they're going to kick him out of the Marines?
Good question. Yeah, I don't know. He was in full uniform, of course, And probably somebody will say that he violated some military standard by publicly expressing his faith while in uniform. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, the biggest problem is, I mean, he wants like a woman, first of all. Secondly, he wants to dedicate their marriage to God. I mean, this guy's like, he's got to be a chauvinist pig, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, it was refreshing, and I'm sure the fact that it went viral, I'm sure it was refreshing to millions of other people in America, too.
Well, and it just shows you how refreshing it is, but how sad it is that these stories aren't promoted more.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we really need more coverage of these kind of things, and I commend the couple. One, for trying to stick with traditional values. Two, for having respect for one another, praying to God, trying to create a Christ-centered marriage. I'm really encouraged by that. And I know there's not enough of it, but again, this idea that one person can do something, one becomes two, then becomes the few. Kurt has another story that kind of patterns itself after this idea of traditional values. Kurt, Illinois couple in the news, huh?
Well, I don't know if Sir James got to hear about this, but a couple has reached the high number of 100 grandchildren, and that takes some some doing, if you will, that's one of those other pieces of good news in the, I guess you could say, the onslaught of what we see today, huh?
Yeah, I did see that. That's pretty good. I think they even surpassed my grandparents. So, who I think only had my grandmother only had, as I recall, is around 68 grandchildren. So she, they surpassed them by quite a bit.
Just think how massive their climate change footprint is, ladies and gentlemen, and what a delight it is. The Lord says there's plenty and room enough to spare. Kirk Crosby's well on his way to that 100 or CN mark, if you will. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live, Jim Clymer, Constitution Party, riding shotgun on the show. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life. Your strength in body and mind, your energy levels, it's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, that's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results, you will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared. Be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event. Children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Clymer, our guest. He's an attorney, a constitutional attorney. Boy, do we need more of those, folks. There's plenty of attorneys,
Sam,
around, just not the constitutional kind. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Kurt?
Yeah, just real quick, a little footnote on this story.
I'm trying to talk
about
to you about
the
this
whole
parenting thing, Kurt.
Well,
so right before the pause,
right,
I was saying Kurt's well on his way. How many grandchildren do you have, Kurt?
We have 17 and 8/9, I guess you'd say.
8/9.
Yeah, something like that. You know, in other words, you know, you're on the 8th month of the 9 month. You know, sequence.
They call it a pregnancy,
if you will.
Kurt, just so you know.
Yeah, there you
right,
go.
Good. Anyway, so Kurt's well on his way, folks.
it's interesting to think about this, and you can kind of see the way the media can manipulate things with this story about this. The headline, married couple of 59 years welcomes 100th grandchild. Now, when you see that headline, just like Jim did, he said, well, you know, my parents, you know, they did pretty well, but they only had, what'd you say, Jim, 60?
I think it was 68. It was something
68 in grandchildren. 60. Well, and yet, when you look down deeper in the story, you find out this is a Dateline Quincy, Illinois, and, you know, then they say they have 53 grandchildren, 46 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. So they do the math, and they add those all up, and then they say, hey, they got 100 grandchildren. Well, in my opinion, that's a little misleading, the headline is, because these folks, they didn't reach what your grandparents or your parents did based on the real truth in the story. But most folks, they just get given the headline, and that's kind of what they
what they're trying to do, Kurt, with their manipulations. They're trying to act like, you know what, these people are completely irresponsible. First off, they're just sex crazed. You know, not that the rest of society is, but these guys are. And they don't know how to family plan. I mean, they're fairly ignorant. They're, you know, and they're ruining the planet. And that's kind of the inference by their headline. When the truth is, God says multiply and replenish the earth. And as far as I can tell, there's been no rescinding of that commandment by the Almighty, biblically speaking. And God also says, Jim Clymer, there's plenty and room enough to spare. Right?
Oh, there certainly is. Yeah.
Yeah, just drive from Idaho to Texas sometime. You'll get it in a hurry.
Yeah, for sure. And I must confess that I fell into the trap that Curtis was talking about, because I read the headline and I didn't read the whole story. And when it says 100 grandchildren, I assumed that meant 100 grandchildren, not including, it didn't say 100 descendants. It said 100 grandchildren, the headline I saw. So I assumed that meant grandchildren, not accumulation of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren.
And Adam and Eve have the most massive footprint of anybody.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Kurt? Now, you know how you refer That's to right. cows and stuff like that as like free-range beef and stuff like that? You ever heard that?
Yes.
All right. Well, you ever heard of free-range kids, buddy? Oh, they got them.
Well, that would be NBA... You know,
no, kind of dude,
guys,
listen, or? These are free-range kids, man. They're not free agents, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
These are like free-range kids. Like, no fences, man. Irresponsible parenting everywhere. The headline,
Well, that's why I said NBA. Parents. You know how they, you know, guys got, they think they got a woman in every city or whatever. And well, that's why I was thinking.
They don't think that. They do,
range.
In fact, yeah, sometimes multiple.
Yeah. Oh, what a
free man. Range parents are what they're called. I guess they were cleared a neglect case, says the headline. And this is a very strange story, because here's what happened. I mean, these crazy parents, okay, these free range kind, they've been investigated for letting their minor children walk home alone. You see, Child Protective Services has ruled out child neglect against Daniel and Alexander, the parents. You see, the parents let the kids walk home from this Silver Spring Park, you see. And the free-range parenting style is the topic of debate. Now, legal representatives of the couple say that the Montgomery Protective Services has changed its initial decision from unsubstantiated neglect. Now, I want to just talk to my attorney buddy, Jim Clymer, about unsubstantiated neglect. But nevertheless, they say, look, their son, 10, and their daughter, 6, were detained by the police when returning home from a park. You see, that's the second time that the Department of Family Services investigated the family for letting their kids walk home in the suburban Washington neighborhood. And, well, the children were playing together in the park, and mommy wasn't there. and they threatened to remove the children from their home unless they turned in a, quote, safety plan. They call it an imposed safety plan that the father must agree to. And the couple are pleased, but they're concerned that the Department of Family Services is out of control. Jim Clymer, what on earth is that term? Unsubstantiated neglect. What the heck are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. That's Maryland law, apparently. You know, they have similar terms in other states and here in Pennsylvania where I am. But and I must confess I'm not real familiar with that area. But they have different categories when there's a suspicion of a child endangerment, child neglect, or a child dependency. Those are some of the terms that are used, and there are different levels depending on what the facts are. So I would surmise that what they're saying in this case is there's a suspicion that the parents were neglectful in some way, but it's not substantiated.
To me that the burden of proof will need to be on the government in this case, and some good attorney ought to just slap those people to kingdom come, sir. This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but you know, the government is a behemoth, and and there are certain parts of the government that are especially sacrosanct in our society today, and Children Youth Services is one of those, and anyone who would dare attack them or question their wisdom is a pariah. And I will say it has been done occasionally. In fact, we had one here, one of our associate attorneys that filed suit against the Children Youth Services and was successful. But it's more difficult than you think. I mean, you've got to have a very egregious case. But and this may well be one of those. And you, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, the parents won so far. The problem is this is the second time they've been investigated, and I think that the government, once they get a hold of a case, don't want embarrassment, and they'll just continue to run you into the ground. What was that case up there in Boston that our buddy Steve was focused on quite a bit there, Kurt, where the girl was, she needed some treatment for cancer or something like that, and the government just took the daughter away, and what was that one called?
Yeah,
what was her name?
I can't remember it right now. It had an interesting name to it, and I think in the end, finally, you know, she got
they finally
you know,
gave the kid
from
back.
The government
but
clutches.
How do we? Is there a way to stop this stuff, Jim? I mean, at some point, you're going to be the Communist Manifesto, where, hey, men and women are only there to have sex to make babies for the state. That's the communist plan, and you know, is that where we're going to end up? I mean, you continually have government assert governmental privilege over parental God-given rights, and I think God gave parents to children and children to parents, and government shouldn't be interfering, but they are. Can we do anything about it? Jim Clymer in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, the government's absolutely running off the rails, ladies and gentlemen. Rogue elements at the Department of Family Services, etc., create a label for parents called free-range parents, creating free-range kids, and you let your kid walk home from the park, and man, you might be in trouble with your government. They call it unsubstantiated neglect these days. It's just crazy. And the stories of government out of control are everywhere. You know, children who want to have alternative treatments for their children for leukemia or cancer or whatever don't have the authority. They're fleeing or kidnapping their child from the government and stuff. Okay, if you can only kidnap if you don't have the right to the child in the first place, you see. Once your kid crosses the government school threshold into the school, then the government takes control of your kids, and you as a parent don't have any say. There's been court cases about that. The examples are endless of what's going on here, folks. And the question becomes, Jim Clymer, the Communist Manifesto plan is for people just to basically make babies for the state. And now Arne Duncan, Barack Hussein's education secretary, is proposing, what do they call those, Kurt, boarding schools, 24/7 government schools.
Yep.
Where are we headed here, Jim Clymer, and is there a way to stop it?
Well, there's a way to stop it is to elect people to office who believe in the Constitution and are willing to do something about it. I mean, that's a trite answer, but the truth of the matter is that our elected officials, the people who are supposed to represent us, have become so absorbed in their own power and their own egos that they allow these bureaucracies, these agencies, to run rampant over the run roughshod over the rights of the people. And you're exactly right. The way we're heading is that we're following the outline, the pathway described by the Communist Manifesto, and it's a matter of denying the natural rights of parents to the upbringing of their children, and instead making the nanny state, the government, the one who knows best. And that's whether it's medical treatment, whether it's schooling or parenting skills or whatever it may be. It's, you know, we're becoming, or what they're trying to create is a society where everybody relies on the government to to make the decisions, and you know, the government knows best.
Now, Arne Duncan, the education secretary, can propose boarding school for children, and no one bats an eye, really, except for a couple of extremists like you and I that are ruining the environment and we're really domestic threat, etc. But then, if I were to say, hey, what we need is fathers in the home. You know what? All these poor women raising their children all by themselves, men not taking responsibility and leaving women with children alone in poverty, and this has got to stop. We got to have dad at home. Then what they'll do is turn that around and say, you're just a right-wing, white, racist. You hate everybody. You hate women. And, well, a buddy of mine, Sean Bergen, actually did that. He was a veteran news reporter on TV in New York. He got fired for saying we ought to have more dads at home, and that would help solve the problem of black-on-black crime and help solve the problem of shootings everywhere. And what boys need is leadership from dad. And they called him a racist and fired him over it, Jim Clymer.
Yeah, I didn't. I missed that story. But unfortunately, that's part of the plan. That's part of what's happening. But it's true. I mean, what you say is so true. That's exactly what's needed. The restoration of the family, the traditional family with a mother and a father, a husband and a wife. And, it's God's plan. It's what designed by our Creator as the proper environment for raising children, and it would make a world of difference. Now, I would hasten to say that may be oversimplifying things, because just having a father in the home, if he's irresponsible and doesn't live by a biblical moral code and so on, is not going to solve all the problems. But and you could maybe say even that the fact of the absence of the father from so many homes is more of a symptom than the cause itself. But they go hand in hand, and the more they try to tear down the authority of and the accountability and the responsibility of parents in our society, and replace that with government, you're going to have more and more of that. And the whole welfare scheme has been a big contributing factor to that. Women don't need men because they get their sustenance, they get their paycheck from the government. And the more kids they have, the more welfare they get, the more benefits they get. So who needs a man? So there's just so many different parts to this problem, and I think you have to look at the whole picture to understand.
Well, men are good on occasion for helping violate the commandments of God and creating, using the procreative power out of wedlock. That's all okay. No one even bats an eye about that.
Yeah, but then get rid of them because they're more trouble than what they're worth.
Yeah, hear that. All right, now I usually reserve a special word when government does this kind of stuff. Let me just give you the definition before I back into the word, because I don't think I'm allowed to say the word anymore, ladies and gentlemen. An aggressive and violent young criminal. I'm going to say it again. An aggressive and violent young criminal is one of the main terms. The word is the T word. And there's a headline in the mainstream press now that says, is the T word the new N word? And you're not allowed to say this word. Barack used it the other day. Commentators and the mayor over there in, what's that town, Kurt, over there in Maryland? Goodness. Hmm. Come on, they just had riots there.
Oh, Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore. The mayor of Baltimore said this T word. Barack Obama said the T word. But now they're thinking the T word's the new N word. You're not really allowed to say it. And I'm fond of using this word when I talk about government. You know, the T word. Jim,
mean thug.
What?
Do you?
Kurt, you're off the air for good. You're done. I mean, I cannot believe the insensitivity, the disrespect, Jim, what do you think they're trying to say now? You can't call people a thug, but what if somebody is a thug? What if somebody, the government's violent. They'll take your kids from you, buddy, by force. if you don't cooperate. They will, if you homeschool your children, if you have your babies at home, if you believe in, quote, free-range parenting or no vaccinations for your kids, they're ready to literally violently take your kids from you. And if you persist in your belligerence, put you in jail. And they might even have jackbooted thugs come in and kill you. In fact, there's a story in the news where these cops bailed into the wrong house and threw a grenade into a baby crib just the other day. Now, is it appropriate to call them thugs when they do that kind of stuff?
Well, it certainly is. I believe in calling a spade a spade. And, you know, thuggery is thuggery, no matter who commits it. So, yeah, I think it's totally appropriate.
I think you guys need to quit saying the T words, all I'm telling you. It's like crazy.
You know, and these are typically the same people that they want to promote, well, abortion at every turn. So, you know, that is just fine. But, you know, if you want to, you know, be pro-choice about, you know, whatever choices, maybe vaccinations, maybe homeschooling or whatever, then, hey, man, there's no choice allowed there.
Right? I hear that. Now, if you want to speak out against those who are murdering babies, the pro-death policies called abortion nowadays, isn't that like thug mentality? I mean, you're violently destroying life, Jim Clymer?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. I think that fits. Absolutely.
All right. Now, the problem is, if you say this T-word, though, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be put on a list as a domestic threat to the society. Using that T-word like that, just rampant thugocracy running around, especially, all right. Well, the White House is in the news. Now, are they really allowed to say White House, though? And that's kind of racially charged, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't be able to say White House. I just think that's kind of a problem. It's offensive. I mean, you can't say like the, what? Can you say New Skin? Can you say Redskins? Can you say White House? Can you, anyway, the White House is looking to expand, Kurt, you're going to love this story. The White House is looking to expand its use of new media. They're going to bypass traditional media outlets. Did you hear this?
No.
Barry believes in the new media, buddy.
There you go.
Well,
new media taking center stage.
He's learning from you.
It's not like we think, folks. He's got his own new media apparatus, and he can target any group of people that he wants to and speak directly to them. You comfortable with that? This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Well, Barry Satoru, Barack Obama's presidency, his legacy gets sweeter by the second. They're now dubbing Barack Hussein the new media president. Yeah, the first president to take advantage of new media. They're going to expand their use of new media and expand and bypass traditional outlets. And they claim that this is just awesome because Barack can now target specific groups of people. And they say it's really incredible because what he'll be able to do is send a message either to people who don't agree with him to try to get him on board, or to those who do agree with him to rally their efforts. And he can target specific people via Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And so now the mainstream press getting bypassed in another way. Now, Kurt, here's what I find fascinating, and I want you and Jim Clymer to respond to this. I was the one saying that the conservative constitutionalist Republicans and otherwise in the House and Senate should use the new media and bypass the mainstream press. And it's really fallen on deaf ears. Now, Barack heard the message, sir. Do you think he's listening to Liberty Roundtable, Kurt?
Well, I would say I frankly would be surprised to hear that Barack was doing that. He's got so many other things that keep him busy. When you've, got to violate the Constitution on all fronts, you've got a busy day ahead.
Heard
of you.
That. Hit the ground running at 5 a.m. and stop at 11 p.m. What do you think, Jim Clymer? I find that fascinating. I've been telling the Republicans that they need to do this for a long time, but what they want to do is have me put money into their campaigns so they can fund the mainstream press with it. And that's the group that, while they're cashing their checks, they like them for at least 5 seconds, and then they hate them and do everything they can to shut them down. But we keep funneling money in that direction. I find it fascinating. Barack gets it, at least. And, well, he's circumventing the mainstream press when it serves his purposes.
Well, that's what I said. Maybe he's listening to you. Who knows?
I even run around and give a speech that's called The New Media Takes Center Stage. And I guess for Barack, that's the case.
Yeah. Well.
All right, well.
I will say that even though well, let me put it this way. Bad people can use good things, and maybe that's what's happening here. He's using something which is good to promote his nefarious schemes. And
there you have it.
You know, that's the way it goes.
Well, technology is neither good nor evil. It depends on whose hands it's in and what their goals are, that's for sure. Now, Bernie Sanders, I guess, has now launched his presidential candidacy. His campaign launched on Tuesday, and he's outlining his role in what they call a political revolution to transform the country economically, politically, and environmentally. Jim Clymer, you ready to vote for Bernie?
Haven't we heard this before? Doesn't this sound like a little bit like an echo from 2008 and 2012? Especially
maybe Bernie and Trump could kind of team up.
Yeah.
Well, here's what he says. Brothers and sisters, Now is not the time for thinking small. Now is the time for millions of working families to revitalize America and American democracy. Now, doesn't he realize we're a republic, Jim Clymer?
No, he doesn't realize that. Or if he does, he ignores it. That's not important to them. Their emphasis is on democracy. They want a democracy. Listen, say what you will about Bernie Sanders. I'll say this. At least he doesn't hide his true colors. He lets it be known. And I give him credit for that. He calls himself a socialist. He doesn't pretend as though he's a constitutionalist and then do something completely different. He's transparent in that respect, at least, that he calls himself a socialist. He promotes all these big government ideas. He promotes taking from some to give to others to try to equalize things. There's a whole litany of things that he would like to do that are socialist in nature.
Now, I guess some conservative folks hired a psychic, Jim Clymer, to see who would be president, and they say they expect a Bernie Sanders-Hillary Clinton combo on one side of the ticket, or the aisle, and on the other side of the aisle, they expect like a Mike Huckabee to team up with a Jeb Bush for the battle. What do you think?
Well, it would be a stark contrast, I guess. Well, I'm not sure how stark a contrast it would be.
Well, you just got to decide if you want to be a fascist or a socialist, that's all.
Well, I guess. That's about what it comes down to.
But don't worry, you'll be a Christian fascist. You see what I mean?
It'd be a sad day in America if it comes down to those choices.
It's just, Kurt, what do you think?
Well, Huckabee. You know, when I think
Huckabee
of Bush,
with Jeb, Kurt.
Yeah. When I think of Bush, I think huckster. So maybe Huckabee and Bush, you know, would kind of go together. But anyway.
All right.
Wow.
Well,
what a mess.
Bernie Sanders joins with the Hillary, that'll be a winning ticket, too.
Yeah.
I'm just off the political revolution idea, though. I'm just not into a revolution, Jim Clymer.
We could have. I thought it was Sanders that started Kentucky Fried Chicken. So
no, that's the Colonel, sir. Come on,
Yeah. That's
not Bernie.
Yeah.
All right, the IRS is in the news, and the IRS didn't mean to. Sorry about this. They did their very best. However, them hackers are good. They're professionals, ladies and gentlemen. And the IRS says records of more than 100,000 plus taxpayers got hacked. And hackers have exploited an online service of the Internal Revenue Service to gain access to the information on more than 100,000 American taxpayers, the IRS now admits. Jim Clymer, there's one way to prevent this from happening.
Yeah, shut down the IRS.
Man, where do I vote for you for president,
that's
sir?
That's the best way I can think of.
But they're not even talking about it. You got the Republicans talking about a flat tax.
Yeah, you got to keep the IRS in place, right? Although I will say a flat tax is certainly better than what we have now. So do we subscribe to incrementalism and trying to restore our liberties, or do we insist that it's got to be all or none?
Well, if we use the pattern of how they promoted gay and lesbian marriage, then we just blitzkrieg across the country, sir.
Yeah, they did that, and I don't know the answer to that. I'm propounding that as a question, but because I candidly think there probably are some times when it's better to get what you're able to, and instead of losing everything because you insist on getting everything, and I'm not sure that takes the wisdom of God, I think, to know when to take a position on that type of thing. Certainly, you know, it came upon us incrementally. They didn't bring on this socialist state, this fascist state. They didn't bring it all in one fell swoop. They've done it incrementally. So can we reverse it incrementally? And can we... I mean, that was sort of Reagan's approach.
Yeah, I'll tell you my plan. Any piece we can get, we ought to take. In other words, sometimes it's a needle, and we got to move it in the right direction, even if it's not as fast as we like it. So I'm for the to get it done fast plan, if at all possible. But I'm also for the incremental plan. Anytime we can push the needle in our direction, I'm in.
I think I'm with you on that.
Just because you can't do the all or nothing or you lose, you can't do incrementalism. If you don't do it, you've lost. I guess what I'm saying is you just got to keep working on all fronts.
That's right. I think we can learn that from those who oppose our Constitution. That's the way they've operated. They got everything they could whenever they could. And if they could just get a part of it, they took that and then they would move on immediately to try to get another part.
One of the things we also need to be willing to do, as far as I can tell, Jim Clymer, is we need to be willing to partner with those who we may not agree with on everything, but we agree with on a given item. And that's one of the things that the liberals have done very well. They don't care about anything else. If they're working on a given item, they just go for broke on that on that item. And they don't really worry about the rest until later. And if they disagree, they don't work on something with them. We need to do more of that, don't we?
Well, absolutely. And we've done that with the Constitution Party for years, especially on ballot access. That's a good example. I mean, we're involved in lawsuits right now with partnering with the Green Party and with the Libertarian Party. I attended a meeting about a month ago with what's called it's put on by Richard Winger and Ballot Access News. It's Coalition for Free and Equal Elections. About the only thing we agree on, I mean, this included socialists, green, and just about every party you can think of. But the one issue we agreed on was that there ought to be access to the ballot box. There ought to be some equality in getting on the ballot. And so, you know, we do work together on things, on something like that we agree on. We have to.
ConstitutionParty.com, ladies and gentlemen, to learn more. They're working on ballot access. They need your support in the trenches on the ground. The more people that get involved in solutions based on the protection of life, liberty, and property and the promotion of God, family, and country, the better. And that's what the Constitution Party's all about, adherence to the supreme law of the land. Jim, thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for what you do.
Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com, ladies and gentlemen, doing a great job. We're grateful for his leadership and his involvement and his trust in the Almighty. And that's where we got to turn for answers, folks. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's easy and free. Dial 712-432-5339. For Sam and Kurt, we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, this nation shall endure.